Hi, this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. It is Friday, and you've made it. Congratulations. And you are headed into the weekend, the last weekend of July 2016. So I hope your Friday is just exceptional, and then you'll be able to be blessed by this podcast and share it through your social media. And of course, I hope you're making plans now to be a part of our worship services at 9:30 and 11 o'clock at Sugar Hill Church. If you don't live in our community in the Gwinnett County outside of Metro Atlanta area, feel free to join us online as we stream both those services live. And you can get there by going to live.sugarhill.church. So thanks again for being here. Today we want to tackle this one big deal that we all stress out about: negative people and complainers. I've heard some people refer to them as negaholics and complainiacs. A few years ago, a dude joined a monastery where, in addition to the vows of celibacy and poverty, he was required to make a vow of silence. I can't imagine that. But according to the rules of the monastery, the man was allowed to speak only two words a year and only during his annual review in front of the head guy. Well, the new monk served his first year in absolute silence. At the end of the year, when his performance was being evaluated, he finally was permitted to speak. And the two words he uttered were, "food cold." Now, the monk served his second year in absolute silence again. And at year's end, his two words to the head dude was, "bed hard." Well, the man then served his third year in absolute silence. And at the end of the year, when he showed up for his final review, his two words were, "I quit." To which the monastery leader responded, "Listen, your decision doesn't surprise any of us. After all, you've done nothing but complain since you got here. If only our complaining were limited to just two words per year, can you imagine how much more peaceful and quiet our lives might be?" Paul wrote in Philippians chapter 2, verse 14, "Do all things without complaining." I guess if I were to paraphrase that, I would say, stop being a whiner and stop trusting whiners. But you see, is it really possible? Can a follower of Jesus truly live a complaint-free life? I mean, it sounds unattainable, doesn't it? But God's commands are meant to challenge the ruts and the routines that we sometimes carve out for ourselves in this life. So what is complaining? What exactly is it? So how do we know that we can heed Paul's admonition here? Because if to do that, we first need to know what complaining is. Simply stated, complaining is giving expression to one's self-centered discontentment. It's a heart murmur with vocal cords. It's the verbal vomit that spews from us when we don't get our way. Sometimes our complaining takes on less verbal forms too. For those of you like me who every now and then liked a good eye roll or a grind of the teeth or a huff and a puff or a stomp up the stairs or body language that conveys defiance, disrespect, or disapproval. It's important to point out that complaining is not the same as grieving. You see, God invites us to mourn when it is time to mourn, but neither is complaining the same as speaking out against injustice, danger, or heresy. The Bible gives us guidelines on when and how to do those things. Complaining is not even vocalizing the deep distress of the heart when life is insanely difficult, provided we do so in a godly way. The Psalms are loaded with vivid laments that are both real and raw. Complaining is much more sinister because it involves the assertion of self to secure our own comfort rather than the denial of ourself to promote God's kingdom. You see, Paul denounces complaining while he's shackled in a jail cell. If anybody had room to be a whiner, it was the Apostle Paul. I mean, think about it. Imprisoned falsely, beaten, scourged, spat upon, shipwrecked, snake bit. I could just go on and on. But what Paul gets together in prison is he's reasoned. If I'm incarcerated right now, it must be because God wants the people around me to hear the gospel. I can tell them my own bad news through complaining, or I can tell them God's good news through service and proclamation. And Paul chooses the latter. Wow. Paul suggests that people will get happy when they finally stop complaining. The difference in this is most people think that when we stop complaining, they'll finally get happy. Paul's saying, listen, to get happy, you got to stop complaining. You got to look around and see, where has God got me and what does he have me here? Paul argues in Philippians 2, 14 through 16, that murmuring followers of Jesus, murmuring Christians, look and sound like a depraved generation of which they are a part. That's a pretty serious charge, but the stakes are high. Paul's admonition to avoid complaining is rooted in Israel's history. It's deep-seated. In other words, when we read Jesus dealing with the complainers, three things always happened. Are you ready? Jesus never gives the complainer the satisfaction he's looking for. Jesus never allows the complainer to persist in his complaining. And number three, Jesus never tolerates the excessive ripping apart of another's person character, even the ungodly. Listen, my friend, the anecdote to complaining is really simple. Are you ready? Put Jesus at the top of your life, knowing that he has rejected every type of complaint and often used them as boomerangs to spiritually challenge the complainer. So ask yourself, when Jesus says complaint denied, can you live with what he's doing, has done, and is yet to do for you? My friend, I want to encourage you, liars don't cease to be liars when they stop telling lies. They cease to be liars when they start telling the truth. Likewise, complainers, they don't cease to be complainers when they stop complaining. They cease to be complainers when they start giving thanks as a way of life. Today, go live that way. Wipe away all of the complainiacs and get rid of all the negaholics and allow yourself to focus on the things of God. God bless you. Look forward to seeing you Sunday morning at Sugar Hill Church.